8 canto, first chapter, text number 17. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Iti Mantropanishadam. Vyaharantam Samahitam. Drushtva Suraya Tudhana. Jagdhum Bhedravan Sudha. What two word meaning? Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukdev Goswami said. Iti thus. Mantropanishadam. The Vedic mantra. Uttered by Swayambhu Manu. Vyaharantam. Taught or chanted. Samahitam. Concentrated the mind. Without being agitated by material conditions. Drushtva. Upon seeing. Him. Asura, the demons. Yatudhana, the Rakshasas. Jagdhum, desired to devour. Abhyadravan, running very fast. Shudha, to satisfy their appetite. Translation. Shri Sukdev Goswami continued. Swayambhuva Manu was thus in a trance, chanting the mantras of Vedic instructions known as the Upanishads. Upon seeing him, the Rakshasas and Asuras, being very hungry, wanted to devour him. Therefore, they ran after him with great speed. Text 18. There is no purport. Tam statha vasitan vikshya yajna sarva gato hari yamai parivruto devair hatva shashatri vashtayam. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, who sits in everyone's heart, appearing as Yajnapati, observed that the Rakshasas and demons were going to devour Swayambhuva Manu. Thus the Lord, accompanied by his sons named the Yamas and by all other demigods, killed the demons and Rakshasas. He then took the post of Indra and began to rule the heavenly kingdom. The various names of demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, and so on, are not personal names. They are the names of different posts. In this regard, we understand that Lord Vishnu sometimes becomes Brahma or Indra when there is no suitable person to occupy these posts. Om Adnyan Hare Krishna. So very small purport, and today also auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in USA or departure from India. Srila Prabhupada's departure from the land of India. So purport states that there are various demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Indra and so on. They are not the personal names of those personalities. They are the names of different posts. In this regard, we understand that Lord Vishnu sometimes becomes Brahma or Indra when there is no suitable person to occupy this post. So, it's very simple to understand. Like we have Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. So, but Prime Minister is not the post of Manmohan Singh. It's not the personal name. It's his post for 5 years, 10 years, maybe some little more years. And then after some years, he may be retired prime minister. And there was one president of India, I think, another Bhutta Singh, who was president or prime minister? Huh? But Bhutta Singh was also someone, no? Acha. Okay, someone. He was some person in some ministry. But today, he has been accused and proved of bribery. Heavy bribery, running into crores of rupees. So, he was into some political leadership position many years back. So, that time his post was water minister or something. And today, now he's accused. And the case has been very strong. Even, in fact, those who were accused have accepted their mistake. So, the things have been proven in front of the public. These designations or these posts, they change in this material world. Just like our own designations, like Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no asmi netha dehe, Kaumaram yavanam jara. So we identify ourselves with the various posts, child or master, right? Master so and so, then becomes mister. Then retired, and then late. So these are the various designations. Late means you have become very late now. Whatever time you had has already been passed away. You are master and mister. Late means we can say like that. That late means you wasted your time in considering yourself as master and mister. And when you are retired, you are still planning or thinking or lamenting that how I was a master at one time. So, actually, before the birth, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Kapildev in third canto, that before the birth of all of us, those who are sitting here and hearing directly or indirectly, or those who are not hearing also, in the mother's womb, when we are 7 months old, we are all promised to Lord, Supreme Lord, that please, remove me from this very dangerous and horrible condition, painful condition from inside the womb. I already stayed here for 7 months. Please remove me. And I promise, like,
at bhajan,
krame krame jnan upajilo. What is that song? Isme nahi hai. But how that song begins? Haan, bhuliya tumhare. Samsarya, same thing. That whole bhajan is actually very nice. If we can get that book from sound system, Krishna Rasayan hai? Or English big book. Bholiya Tomare Samsare Ashiya. That I have forgotten Krishna. Pain Anna Vidhavyatha. I think Guru Gauranga Prabhu is in memory, so he can prompt me. So, the book is, we have got the book. So, that song very nicely depicts our various. Bholiya tomare samsare ashiya pe nana vidhavyatha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that forgetting you, we all of us have come to the material world. Now I am putting my case of sorrow, bolibo dukhe ra katha. First of all, an intelligent person can only understand that we are suffering in this world. That also requires intelligence. To understand that we are suffering in this world requires little bit of. Those who are dull-headed, they cannot even understand that they are suffering. Like a donkey who works under a master whole day and night, he doesn't think he is suffering. Although he is working hard, he is getting beaten, even though he is working hard. And he thinks that's life. To understand that we are suffering in this world requires some intelligence. And it requires courage and determination to try to get out of it. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushyanam Sahasteshu. Very few intelligent people in this world will understand that this world is a place of suffering. And only few will actually try to get out of it with a great determination. Even after understanding, they may think, oh, it's suffering, but maybe little suffering, little happiness, kabhi khushi, kabhi gham, they say like that. but it requires great determination and full understanding. No. Then what is the story? Janani Jathare Chilamo Jakhon. In the mother's womb, our designation was fetus or embryo. That was our identity. In the mother's womb, we are Chilamad Jakhon. It means we are like tied up with chains, shackled. I was shackled. Chilam is like past tense, so I was shackled. Bishama Bandhane Pashe. In a very difficult bandhan. And then, E Bara Prabhu, Dekha Diya Moro. Once I saw you. In the womb, we all saw Krishna. Sometimes we challenge. When will I see Krishna? But if you don't know what the right way to see Krishna, what's the use? Because we saw him once. All the people in this world saw Krishna once when they're in the womb. And then we prayed. Vanchila e dina dase. I desired. We also prayed to Krishna. Vanchila means vancha. I desired. What I desired? Takhono bhavinu janama paiya koribo bhajana tava. I promise that when I will take birth, koribo bhajana tavo, I will only do your bhajan. For sure I will do your bhajan. Janamo hoilo padi maya jale. But the story is, as soon as I took birth, the maya jal, the curtain of illusion, it covers up. No hoilo gnana lavo, and we forget that we all promised. Then we start taking one post after another post. What is the first? Adarera chele, swajanera kole. In the laps of my own people. The relatives, they all like to take babies on their laps. And hasiya katanu kal. We know the small babies, they give nice smiles. And when they smile, everyone feels very joyful and happy. Oh, baby is smiling. So, the baby is saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that as a baby, I spent my time just smiling. And then, Janaka Janani Snehete Bhulia. Then because of the love of my father and mother, Samsara Lagilo Bhal. I started thinking this material world is a very good place. It's okay. I have a nice mother and father. Then Krame Dina Dina Balako Hoya. Then slowly the baby becomes master. Yeah, good. Small boy. Master so and so. Yes? Something. So, Bhelinu Balaka Saha Khelinu. Then I started playing with other boys. And in that also we have designations. Captain, vice captain, goalkeeper, wicket keeper. See, these are all designations which increase our pride and ego. Certainly they are making us identify with illusion. Captain, then vice captain. Those are illusionary identifications which we start applying on us. Then we are keeper, so that we start collecting also. The goalkeeper, that means they collect. Whatever comes, we just catch it. So these all designations comes with playing with the children. And chore and police, they play. So they identify, you are chore, I am police. I don't know, but in Kali Yuga, the children like to become chore. Always there is a competition that the children, they want to become the chore party first. I don't know what is the mentality behind that. But I think in Satya Yuga, it might have been different. The people might be more of goodness, so they might have, the children might have liked to become police more. We can think like that. Then, after that, Ara Kichu Dine, see this. So our childhood goes into playing with other boys. Ar kichu dine gnan upajilo. So after some days, little knowledge starts coming into the brain. And then what happens? Patha podi aharah. Then the books come into our hand. The book load. And then start reading day and night. Education. After play time comes education time. And in Kali, as the Kali Yuga is passing, the load of books on the back of the children, they are increasing. So much information they have to grab, grasp, not grab. They have to just put in. So much information, we just don't know. Everyone has taught history, civics, geography, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, sociology, art, drawing. We don't know. What to speak of brahmacharya? Those are even working outside. I don't know how much of that they use in their daily lifestyle. Even if somebody is a businessman or an engineer or whatever it may be. They studied history and civics. I don't know how much they are going to use. This Kaluga education is you teach everything and use only little thing. Yeah, that is. But previously, when there was Varnashram, there was teach little and use everything. The load on the brain was very less. Here you have to learn everything. Big knowledge of textbooks. And then use only little of that in your day-to-day life. And in the previous time, they would only make you learn little thing. Small, one trade. And then you are become expert in that and use the whatever you have learned, use it in your daily life. So that was the difference. But in he's saying, as I grew up, big load of books fell into my hand. And Vidyara Gaurave Brahmi Deshe Deshe. In the Gaurav means in the pride of education, I started going to the Deshe Deshe, various places. Delhi, Chennai, people they just change job. Or even international, UK, USA, US, Australia, Africa, so many places. Why? Because of education. You got some education, now you travel all over the world. And then, dhana uparjana kari. Then you come, mister. You get married. So you have your family with you, and you have money. And then you start thinking, swajana palana kori eka mane. Bhulinu tomara hari. In all this, what has happened? We have forgotten the promise which we made to Hari in the beginning of our life when we are in the womb of mother. We accept so many posts in our life. And then, as Prabhupada says, even a beggar is proud of his penny. Actually, there was a story. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would say in that his small books of stories. Upakhyan Upadesh. Once there was a frog who was swimming around. This rainy season, there are many frogs. May not be in Bombay, but outside. Bombay, outside, when the frogs make sound, we feel they are disturbing. I think Krishna has thought Bombay has already enough of sound. Day and night, so there's no need to add any sound of frogs. But frogs are there. And once a frog, he somehow found some 5 paise coin. That was a new discovery for him. 5 paise coin. Many of us, maybe children or younger people, might not have even seen the 5 paise coin. Or many of us not have seen 5 paise coin in past many years. But he found one, somehow other, and he was very happy. Now I have got 5 paise. And he went and stood on the highway, as if he has made a great achievement. I got 5 paise with straight collars. And then an elephant, king's elephant was coming to take bath in the same pond where the frog was staying. So, as soon as he saw the elephant, he showed his 5 paise. Please wait there, you cannot come ahead. See, I got 5 paise. But elephant, he neglected the frog completely, just kept walking. And the frog was trying to show. But elephant, he put his feet on the frog and the frog was, along with the paise, was flattened down. So this is material world. How you are straight, Sudhapur was once saying, how you are straight, we might become proud because of our wealth, position, whatever it may be. At one point, we are going to be flattened. All are going to fall flat on the ground. When the time of death comes, they are going to, no one can remain upright for long. And then, Brahmi Deshe Deshe. But the main point is, in all this, Bhulinu Tomara Hari, O Hari, I forgot you. Now what has happened? Vardhakya ekhono. Now I become old. Actually, we can sing till this. We can sing the future bhajan also, but it may not be practically applicable to our life. Because here Bhakti Thakur is saying that I become old. No. Bhakti Thakur say, khandiya kartara kami. I am now crying. But in Kali Yuga, actually I was saying, I made this point on that ecology day. We think we have become very intellectual. Humans have become very intellectual. But if you observe in the nature, you see one difference. All the animals, they live their full lifespan. For example, cow, the lifespan is around around 18, 20 years. So all the cows, they live their natural lifespan. They generally don't die untimely. And maybe in the childhood, baby, somewhere, once they are grown up, they live their whole life. Dogs, we see, they live their whole lifespan. Unless they meet an accident. On their own, they will live a whole lifespan. Horse, elephant, trees. Almost everyone in the nature, they live their whole lifespan. Designated lifespan. Only humans, they can't live their whole lifespan. A human's lifespan is 100 years. But we see humans, they die 40, 50, 60 at the most. So why? Because we think we have become very intelligent. But actually, we have become so intelligent that we even don't know how to live our whole lifespan. How to yuktahar viharasya. How to eat and live properly so that we can healthily live our whole lifespan. We see, even the old age, animals and like that, even they are very old, they can walk around. Even at only few days in the last, they just become immovable and they die. Only few days, even less than a week. But humans' condition is very, there are some medical practitioners sitting over here. We see sometimes old age people, they can't walk for many months or years only because of not knowing yuktahar and yuktavihar. So, Vardhakya Ekhona, it's very difficult to say that we'll all reach this stage in Kali Yuga. And then we are all praying. Now I have forgotten you. I have wasted my time. What will happen to? Ekhono ki hobe gati. What will happen to me? This is a very serious prayer. And actually, in this bhajan, Srila Prabhupada, this is a very good bhajan. If we see the Prabhupada's mood, we can learn many things from here. Prabhupada, this bhajan he wrote when he went to America on the ship Jalduta. But that time he also did not know, or he might have known, but at least it was not known to everyone, that he is going to become a world acharya, having 5 to 10,000 disciples, 100 temples, farm communities, and his movement is going to stay for many, many more years and grow, in fact, in numbers and branches. But if we read this whole bhajan which we just sang, Prabhupada's on departure day to USA, we see it's all giving full credit to the Supreme Lord. He is not accepting even one credit. Even he is not saying that I have come to America, now you can do whatever you want to get me done through me. He says, oh Lord, if you have brought me to USA, that means you have some plan for me. Sometimes we may think, okay, I did not give a good lecture. I did not give, because we sometimes have to say that Krishna is doing. When the heart is very difficult to actually have faith that Krishna is doing everything, because we think, what it may be, Krishna is doing wholesale, but actually I am doing on the minute detail level. Krishna is doing the arrangement, but what I should speak, that I am deciding. We think that, okay, I have some role here and there. But actually, we see this Srila Prabhupada's bhajan. And Arjas Tamo Hate Tabe Paibe Nistar. He says this world is infatuated with Raja and Tama. Raja means busy. And Tama means lazy. These two proclivities are there in this world. Busy and lazy. If you see some people in this world, they are very busy. That is Rajogun. Other people, they are very lazy. That is Tamogun. And Satogun is very rare to find. And Krishna consciousness is still further rare. So, yes, we should neither be busy or lazy for sense education. We should be busy for Krishna consciousness and lazy for sense education. Actually, for some people, laziness is sense education. Just to sleep around, that is big sense education. I know. In some hostels, there is competition to sleep from Friday night to Monday morning. Non-stop 70 hours. They practice sometimes like that. At the most, they get up. Doing great tapasya, they get up in the noon time to have some lunch. they go take lunch without any bathing or brushing. In the mess, they take lunch, come back and sleep again. And continue. Maybe sometimes. So they even forget to eat because they are so fast asleep. So therefore, in this bhajan, if we see, read, Srila Prabhupada, today's verse we saw, that how in this world, everything from Brahma, Shiva and Indra is a post. Like Prabhupada gave that example. What example? I think Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave that example. That this whole world is such a big, and within that is a tiny universe. And within that, there is a one planet Earth, which is like a speck of dust. And within that, there is a small country, India, some small portion. And within that is one small city called Calcutta. And within that is one small lane. So similarly, we can extend this analogy over here. There are big, big posts in this universe. Like Brahma, Indra, very powerful posts. We have some maintenance department. Sorry, they are there in our temple also. And when they decide, they close the water. So we go for washing the hands and there is no water. We get disturbed. So this is a post, maintenance department. And there is some security, they lock something up. And there is some municipality, they take a confiscate your clothes and shoes which are lying unclaimed for. So there are various departments on a small scale. But these Brahma, Indra, they are departments on the universal scale. They lock up universal water. No, there is very less rain this year. So I think the universal maintenance Indraji might have turned the knob for water reasons. Sometimes we get scarcity. Sometimes we get in plenty. Therefore, actually these are all posts. A big post managing the water in whole of universe. And there are sub-posts and sub-sub-posts. And then post in Earth, UN General Secretary or President of America. And there are Vice President and Defense Secretary and so many, then various presidents in small, small countries and Prime Ministers and then Ministers and Chief Ministers and Jilla Adhyaksha, main in charge of the district. So many small, small positions are there. Insignificant positions compared to Brahmaji and Indraji. And we have more positions even in our temple or base, accountant. In base we have got purchase in charge, something like that. Or in temples we have got secretary in charge, guest reception, or even some other designation like CSV, COM. What control we have? We decide, okay. Today, or there is kitchen, we may decide some menu, and then there will be that sabji available in the market. So we think we are the controller. Today we'll make some flour sabji. And we go into the market, and that day there is no flour in the market. So what type of controller we are? No controller. Or sometimes we get the flour, and we think it's very good, no, we'll make. But when we cut and we see it's full of insects, we have to throw it off. This is illusion, that all these posts we have, all these various, we don't understand even Brahma and Lord Shiva and Indra, they are not independent living entities. They are all working as per the plan of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that all the benedictions that you get from demigods ultimately come from me. They can't act independently. Therefore, in this world, we should today, maybe we can take out some time and just meditate on this meaning and the song of Srila Prabhupada. See the mood of Prabhupada. And this is the art of a devotee. He has to be very humble internally and very active externally. Prabhupada, he was humble. In the 11th para, he is saying, Ki kore bhujao katha bara sei chai. Kshudra ami dina hina kono shakti nahi. If you think, please make my lectures understandable by my audience. See, this is Prabhupada's mood. Sometimes we have got this mentality. Think that I will make my lecture in such and such a way. We should try. We should prepare. We should understand the understanding power of the lecture or the book distribution attempt is actually given by Paramatma sitting in the heart. Paramatma is sitting in everyone's heart. He can make your talk understandable. He can make your singing pleasurable and inspiring. But we all have this pride and ego. Okay, I can speak, sing, cook. But here Srila Prabhupada, with full humility, is praying that please make my words understandable by my audience. Because Shudra Ami Dina Hina Kono Shakti Nai. I am insignificant. Shudra means insignificant. I have no Shakti. Ache Enocho Prabhu Katha Boli Bare Je Tomara Icha Prabhu Koroi Bare. You have brought me here. Make me speak Krishna Katha. And whatever you want, whether you want to get success or failure, please do it. Please do it. Akhila Jagat Guru Vachana Se Amar Alankrita Koribara Kaha Mata Tomar. It's your duty. I am just insignificant puppet in your hand. Tobo Krupa Hoile Mora Katha Shuddha Hobe. Only by your mercy my Katha will become Shuddha, purified. Shunya Sabara Shoka Dukha Je Guchibe. And only by your mercy my talks can remove the miseries and lamentation of my audience. Aniyache Jadi Prabhu Amare Nachate. Oh Lord, you have got me over here in USA, Boston, and then New York, and then Bowery. Nachao Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Se Mate. So please make me dance. So actually, this is our original position. Only in this position, even after becoming devotees, a person can be actually joyful. If he thinks, even after becoming devotee, that I am a devotee now, even that is actually, we have got devotional service only by Krishna's causeless mercy. There is no qualification of our own. What strength we have, what qualification we have. If we read our inventory of our attempts to control our senses and mind, we'll understand we are helpless and powerless. In fact, the mind and the senses are so powerful. What power we have? We can't even control our own mind and senses. So basically, we have no qualification to become devotees. But it's only by the grace of other devotees and Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna that we have become, or we are trying to become, or we are trying to perfect in our spiritual life. If we become aware of this fact, then our spiritual life is easy. If we think that I have become devotee only by Krishna's grace, and I will advance only by Krishna's grace, and I will also become perfect by only Krishna's grace, then our life will be very easy, and we will perfect our devotional life. But if we think, I have become devotee by my qualification, and I will advance on my own strength, then I think we are quite far off. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, Kashtera putli jata nachao se mate. Just like a wooden doll, please make me dance. So I thought this Prabhupada, at the same time, if we see Prabhupada's pastimes, it may appear that Prabhupada is being like a very proud person. I will tell one pastime in Bombay which Giriraj Maharaj told, but you should understand why it happened that way. Two pastimes. Once they printed some ISKCON material, printed material, and they wrote the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they forgot to write the name founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was very heavy on those devotees. That why you forgot my name? So it may appear. Here he is saying it's only by your, you make me dance. And then here we see Prabhupada saying, why you forgot to print my name? You should understand. It's a very difficult role actually to become a preacher or a guide. Because you have to be, it's very difficult. You have to be humble. At the same time, you have to take some role where you instruct others. It's very, you have to run on a very thin line. So, yeah, razor's edge like that. Very sharp edge you have to walk. You should not become proud. At the same time, because you are preaching, you have to help others become Krishna conscious. Both we have to balance. So, Srila Prabhupada, it may appear that he was very attached to his position as founder Acharya. But actually, it was not so. Proverbs teaching that anyone in his life should never forget his spiritual master and the grace of his spiritual master. And he wanted to establish that we should not forget that only by Prabhupada's effort this ISKCON society has been established. And therefore he wanted to make it clear. He wanted to teach his disciples that it's not good for you to forget your spiritual master. For his own, he did not want anything. And then after this incident, I think Giriraj Maharaj or someone else asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what one disciple should think when a spiritual master chastises him? When sometimes we get chastisement. So we should understand, Prabhupada said, you should be happy in one sense that your spiritual master is paying attention on you. He is giving you attention in the sense he is observing you, how are you doing, and he is correcting you. He is not correcting any Tom, Dick and Harry on the road. Because he loves you, he is seeing how you are performing and he is trying to correct you. So that should be a cause of some internal joy. That, oh, my spiritual master has a watch. Attention, I would say the right word is watch. You should understand that your spiritual master is watching you. So now you should understand that you are under his care. So that way, Srila Prabhupada sometimes had to do such a role of chastising some people, or apparently sometimes while arguing, while preaching, he would say that I took this message all over the world. Once in India, I would end with this note, Srila Prabhupada came back to India after successful preaching in the West, and many business people, they came to ask Srila Prabhupada, like business people, they also like to expand. Orange branch, second branch. And they thought, oh, Swamiji alone with 40 rupees went to America, established so much branches, said, no, so much money is there. At that time, Prabhupada said, our ISKCON spends 40,000 rupees daily. It was a big amount at that time. And business, oh, they could understand on that language, 40,000 rupees daily, very good. But then they asked, Swamiji, they would ask, that was Hindi dialogue, they say in Hindi, Swamiji, aapne kaise kiya? How you did that? How you achieved that? You went to the West and did this whole business. Not business, but whole preaching. So this businessman would ask. Prabhupada said, kuch nahi. Hum America gaya. Wahan pe log aa gaya. Aur sab bhakti karne lag gaya. So they could not accept such a simple answer. Because no business expansions. We have got some management graduates also here. No business expansions take place like that. Hum wahan pe gaya aur log aa gaya. But Prabhupada says, that's what I went and Krishna sent these people and they became devotees. That was Prabhupada's consciousness internally. But sometimes when the time was, when the need was there, he would say, I went and preached. Because such sentences were beneficial for the audience. So that's a balancing act which we have to perform in this devotee's lifestyle. We have to be very humble, careful that no credit comes to us. What to speak of? Our acts are very insignificant compared to acts of Brahma and Indra. There is no scope. Actually, if we are intelligent, there is no scope for us to become proud. But as I said, even a beggar is proud of his penny in this world. Even an earthworm, a cockroach, a bedbug are proud of their activities. Yeah, earthworm is thinking, so see, in the past 2 minutes, I crawled 2 centimeters. They're proud. As per his body. And you were saying, in the past 2 minutes, I drove 120 kilometers. Nothing much different. Brahmaji, he may be on some different scale. But all are being empowered by Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's a little late, we'll end now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna.